This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, friends, welcome to another edition of What's on Your Mind? What is on your mind? Is it a new Supreme Court justice tonight? Is it our North Dakota State Legislature and what they're up to? That increase in the speed limit is coming up again here soon, along with a few other things that have been in the news. We didn't get a chance to talk about the Sunday opening, but sounds like that is not faring well. But there's some things that are happening at the state legislature on a lot of different fronts. So we can talk about that. We have a story I can't quite sort out, honestly. I can't get to the root of the truth behind the opposition related to this refugee deal. There's just not anything there. There's not anything there. I mean, about the only thing you can be critical of is sort of being ready for the onslaught that has come back politically and maybe having the airports a little better prepared and understanding that they weren't talking about people that had green cards that were already here to disrupt anybody's travel. But that, in the grand scheme of the amount of people affected, was very, very small. I mean, I just don't understand this. I mean, I watched a press conference last night. There was Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and some other members of Congress, and I've never seen a worse example of people being used for political pawns. They didn't know we could hear them in a lot of this. So I put the audio up on my Facebook page, but, you know, There's a lot of people on the left that think Trump is an idiot, okay? But if they watch this, I believe anyone who genuinely disagrees with the Trump administration decision related to policy on refugees and saying, let's take a 120-day pause. We're gonna pause for 120 days. We're gonna make sure we're doing this right. We're gonna make sure we're not bringing people here that shouldn't be here. And mind you, the Obama administration sent people back to Cuba. We have other examples of where this is, we didn't get this right. So it isn't unreasonable to say we need to review it, okay? But if you genuinely disagree that that's a bad idea, that we just, you know, we don't have the ability to pause this for 120 days, and, you know, you have a heart for people everywhere and believe we should take anyone, and whether it's open borders or whether it's, you know, refugees that need help, I hope you're ashamed at the blatant political nature in which your leaders are opposing this. The Democratic Party right now is led by complete buffoons. I don't know any other way to say it, folks. This is just crazy. And mind you, you know, even the movement, even the left, to set aside Pelosi and Schumer and the left trying to use this politically for whatever reason they're trying to use it for. You only can play this outrage card so many times, you know, with the Saturday after the inaugural and, you know, Women's March on Washington, we're going to do. Okay, all right. Yeah, they get a bunch of media and you tell us how terrible and awful things are and you put up a bunch of potty mouth signs and vulgar, you know, costumes and okay, all right. And then, you know, a few days later we get, oh, we're in airports and oh, this has got to stop. This is horrible. Okay, all right. Yeah, it's got to stop. It's awful. Wait a minute. It's constitutional. It's lawful. You know, it's 120 days. It's not a ban on Muslims. We have more Muslim countries that aren't affected than the seven that are, and it's the same seven that Obama picked. And right, you explain all the facts on it, and they look like fools, honestly. So now tonight we'll get a Supreme Court nominee. And what are they going to do then? You're going to protest in the streets again? And how long before nobody listens to this? Do you know what I mean? So anyway, I just am sort of amused by it all, honestly. I was intent on responding point by point for the first few hours of this. And then the more I realize, this is silly. This is insane. It really is. So anyway, and then Donald Trump last night fires the person that has chosen to ignore his order. And they hyperventilate all over again. They call Donald Trump Richard Nixon. Well, Richard Nixon fired somebody that he appointed. That messed up. This is someone that Donald Trump didn't appoint. That's a bureaucrat that's not recognizing who the executive branch is led by. In Donald Trump, the president who was elected by the citizens of the United States of America. So I don't think that comparison is accurate or appropriate. And I think it's fantastic of Donald Trump. I want to give the guy a bear hug for firing this woman. This is exactly what needs to happen, folks. They need a wake-up call. Am I wrong? Do you disagree with any of that? I mean, I think this is fantastic, but it feels like we're drinking from a fire hose here trying to keep up with everything. So I do want you to make sure you know that whatever you think is most important, whether that be the speed limit getting hiked in the state legislature, and Tom Campbell, Senator from Grafton, Lonnie O'Fein, Senator from Grand Forest, keep pushing. I think this is a good debate. It's fine. I really don't buy into some of the scare tactics out there. But that's far most important thing on the earth. I was just trying to tell you, there's two ends of the spectrum, right? A new Supreme Court nominee, a new president, and, some legislative issues that are important. Because whatever it is and whatever you find is most important, know that this show exists for you. That's why we're here. So tell me what's on your mind. And anything I had to say this morning, you tell me if you agree or disagree. Todd might decide to fire me today. Just so you know. So, I mean, look, the boss is the boss. That can happen. And I think these things, don't fire me, Todd. I didn't give you.
Steve can fire you. I can't fire you. I could remove you from K-Fire. I don't know why in the world I'd do that. I mean, we just had some really good news yesterday. So based on that news, I'm not sure why on God's green earth I'd ever shoot myself in the foot that badly. But, you know.
Now, you went ahead and mentioned that there's some good news yesterday, so everybody's wondering what that is. And as soon as I ask you to tell people what it is, they're going to think we're bragging. But I guess we're just thanking them, aren't we? We aren't bragging.
No lie. And exactly. Yeah.
We really appreciate the fact. I mean, in the radio business, there are measurements, there are ratings. You hear about them in television more than you hear about them in radio, mainly because television does them a lot more often. Radio is in North Dakota like twice a year. For a few weeks, and it is a summary for the shows. And so what happened exactly?
65% increase in the number of people listening over the course of a week. It was a 65% increase as well in the number of people listening in an average 15-minute period, or known in the industry as an average quarter hour. So both of those measurements saw a 65% increase.
So ask yourself if you'd like a 65% increase in your bank account or a 65% increase in your sales.
If your bank account's a negative number,
if you're starting from that. But I'm saying, it'd be better than a 65% decrease or a percent increase. So it's that just so you know, that's phenomenal growth, folks. That's like unheard of.
Dropping to a zero is another particular show I happen to do in Bismarck. So
there's a show that's at zero?
Yes.
Like no rating, nothing.
It's a zero across the board.
Is that show hosted by a brother of a senator from North Dakota, by chance?
Yes. Yes. And in the total survey area, and through the 9 to 11 a.m. period, Monday through Friday, zero weekly cum, zero average quarter hour persons. In other words, nobody's tuning in and nobody's staying.
Ouch. Anyway, listen, the bottom line is this, folks, so we can't do any of what Todd just described there. We're hogging the listeners, I guess, is the bottom line, and we've got them all. because we like bacon, that's a good thing. You know what I'm saying? So thank you for that very much.
Bacon can always tie into any conversation. There's more proof right there.
I think there's maybe a celebration in our future that includes bacon. We better celebrate with our fine listeners. So anyway, that's honestly very humbling because, you know, what we do every day is trying to get on the radio and make sure we're providing something that is of interest to you and that you are a part of. That's why we call the show What's on Your Mind. So thanks. That's really fun and gratifying and humbling and all of that wrapped into one. So,
Scott, you know what? It also speaks to you and the hard work you do. And coming to the show prepared, and coming to the show and letting everybody know what's on, everybody vent on what's on their mind, what's on your mind, but also bringing the guests, bringing the topics that start those discussions. And you've done a very good job, you, Rev, Manny, everybody in the equations.
Well, we
there's
are.
No, there's no I in team, but there is a me. But,
yeah.
Thank you, Scott.
Thank you. And that's great. It's nice of you to say, Todd. And I appreciate everybody that's part of this. The K-Fire team, the Flag Family team, we got a great crew there. Todd, the radio guy here, keeping us on time going. All right, so a little bit inside baseball there, but it's good news, and we thank you, and your calls, questions, and comments are welcome next. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
What's on your mind, Carson Wentz? We found out. It's a hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And an all-house and pool table and patio furniture and all kinds of great things. Game tables from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Carson Wentz is a customer of Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. And today, you get a chance to find out firsthand from Carson just how much he loves his Hot Spring Spa. Let's chat with him.
Now, it's a good thing when you take a few hits in a game that you get to slip into a Hot Spring Spa after the tough game. How's that been?
It's been awesome. The spa that I got, I was actually telling my brother, and the Jets are about as powerful as I've ever felt in a spa. It's pretty cool to be able to sit in there and, you know, the day after the game and just kind of help my body recover. It's been really good for that.
Tell us about how you picked Hot Spring Spas. I think you visited one of their showrooms. How'd the visit go?
Yeah, it went really well. You know, I got a chance to meet Vince and Ben. You know, I could just tell they knew a lot about their products and they cared about what I was interested in. And overall, just a really positive experience. And I went away there feeling very confident to shop there again.
Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is the best. Do what Carson Wentz did. Come on in. Talk to the good folks at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. They'll answer every question. Make sure you have the knowledge you need to make the right decision on what to buy. You'll find Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 in Minot on 83. It's Broadway, just south of Ryan Chevrolet. In front of Kmart in Grand Forks on South Washington. In front of Sam's Club in Bismarck. And next to Spitfire in West Fargo on 13th Avenue South. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Tell them Carson Wentz sent you.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Glad I'm along for the ride. President there, keeping to his word. You got on that judge there, and you're fired. That's what we want. That's why we hired the man. It's great. Have a good day.
Appreciate the call. Welcome others. Here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. 228-0550. You can text Todd, 701-226-8503. You can text me, 701-367-2054. You can email studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Anything on your mind, lay it on me. Somebody earlier called about a concern about National Guard members not being paid. We wanted to get an answer for you. It was one day last week, as I recall. We dug into it. Major Amber Balkan from the Public Information Office, North Dakota National Guard, said that the North Dakota National Guard has not heard of any specific pay issues. Although, because of the timetable of which the state does their pay period, there is a circumstance where soldiers or airmen may see a delay in their pay. For instance, if the Guard member is brought on to state active duty in the beginning of the month, they may not see their first paycheck until the beginning of the next month. The issue is briefed to the members prior to coming on to state active duty, although if a financial hardship should arise, the National Guard will work with them to utilize other funds to help them out. So, got you an answer there, and glad to hear that's taken care of. Somebody also texting, how about an update on the Dakota Access Pipeline situation? Here's what I know, but we will get you an update from some more officials here soon. Congressman Kramer for a full hour tomorrow. We had some stuff with Senator Hoeven yesterday on it. I am interested kind of in what's going on the ground as well at the protest site with some of the discussions going on. Governor Burgum put out a press release about that yesterday, I believe. We had him scheduled for today tentatively, but that ultimately had to get changed. And so we're working on Governor Burgum joining us. So we're working on a lot of different folks to come on. I will tell you what I know related to President Trump's executive memorandum and the order to the states. As you heard Senator Hoeven tell us, you heard it yesterday. And over the weekend, he thought very early this week, well, we're only at Tuesday. I did talk to Congressman Kramer last night. He is disappointed in the Trump administration not moving this faster because he believes bureaucrats are sort of doing what the person at the Justice Department that Donald Trump fired is doing in not exactly taking this seriously and acting swiftly on it. Okay? So he's calling on the Trump administration to say, hey, you got some more bureaucrats here that are slow walking this thing. I think that's going to shake loose pretty quick. I would be very surprised if we get to the end of the week and construction hasn't restarted based on the tea leaves I'm reading. But they are putting the pressure on, and there are delays going on as it relates to this because of bureaucrats. Okay? And they know the names. So we'll have an update on that tomorrow. Anything else you want to do? Anything else you want an answer on, rather? Please lay it on us. 800-228-0550. Virginia in Watford City, tell me what's on your mind.
I am so proud of our president, but I am so sick and tired of everybody who are treating him like trash. He is our president, and we need to support him. And I don't understand why it's such a racket. He said what he was going to do, and he's doing everything he promised us, we the people. And I am so proud of him. And I'm also proud of you guys, so I'll give you some more brownie points.
Well, thank you. We'll take brownie points any day we can get them, Virginia.
I'm sure you will. That's what I have to say. I just feel it's so important that we need to support him 100% and get rid of those guys who want to do what's not right by our Constitution.
So, Virginia, I want to ask you a little scenario. Imagine if Donald Trump, in his first few days in office, Barack Obama, in his first few days on the job, had received the treatment that Donald Trump is getting. So, in other words, the day after the inaugural, all of us that don't like the policies of Barack Obama, we're marching on Washington D.C. right the day after, right? And then a weekend after that, what happens? Oh, there's protests at airports over another policy, and there's press coverage. You know what? We would all be a bunch of racists. We'd all be a bunch of bigots. We'd all be a bunch of because
we'd be in jail.
Yeah, and guess what? You nailed it. The guy is not doing one thing he didn't say he was going to do.
No, he's done everything he promised us, and that's why I'm so proud of him for doing what he had and able to take those people out that don't want to support him. And I wish they'd clean more house, and I think he's going to do it, too, because he said he will.
Good point.
And we did not protest on Obama's presidency. We just went along, shut our mouth, say, okay, let's see what he's going to do. And that's what we did, and look what we got.
Virginia, thanks for the call, and
thank you guys so much. God bless you.
Appreciate the call. She's right. And here's one thing I am thinking on the politics of this. We'll talk more about this as we go throughout the program. Chris Berger is going to be here from Point of View next door. I want to press him on this. I think the politics of this for the Democrats is stupid. I don't think they gain anything here. I really don't. I mean, I think they're going off the rails because you can't run around with your hair on fire for everybody and expect anybody to live. It's a sky is falling analogy. So you seriously, over a 120-day ban, you're having this level of hysteria? And now a Supreme Court nominee is going to come and you're going to do the same thing? Pretty soon nobody's going to listen to you. I don't think it's good politics. And I will also say, conversely, the Trump folks need to realize this is the new normal. Everything you do, they're going to hate. Now, whether it works or not, I guess remains to be seen, but prepare for it. And I think there are some examples where they could have better prepared for, you know, specifically the refugee thing. You know, the airport deal, whatever. It's minor, but you better prepare for it because they're coming. John and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Yes, you're doing an excellent job, and I'd appreciate that what you're doing. One of the things I'm going to bring up is this scenario. During World War II, we didn't invite the Nazis over to the United States, and all of a sudden saying, well, this is unconstitutional to stop these Nazis from coming into the United States. This is ridiculous. It's insanity is what they're doing. And I appreciate all the callers who are backing you up and on your thinking on what's the lawlessness that is taking place in Washington against our good president, who took at 70 years old, who took it on himself to try to help this country out of its difficulties.
Good points, John. I appreciate that call very much, and I think. You know, look, this show is for people to tell us what's on their mind, whether they agree or disagree. And, you know, there's a lot of, I think it's in some cases an oasis of, oh, good, there's other people that think like me, and that's fantastic. And I'm perfectly fine with people calling who disagree as well. But thanks for the shout out. We appreciate you very much. Texter says, there is no other show to listen to. I learn something new every day. Congrats and get ready for this, Todd. Congrats and keep up the awesomeness.
Ooh.
How about that shout out?
Nice.
You get a little awesomeness from the texter. More of your calls after this on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, friends. It's Scott Hemmen here. My wife, Maria, and I and the family are hosting a tour to Norway. June 19th to July 2nd. We'd love to have you come along. Carol Juven of Juven Tours will be our tour guide. He's been there 153 times. I see Bergen and Oslo. I see the Western Norway fjords on here. I see the Flam Railroad on here and Geringer and sightseeing and Olympic sites and visits to farms. Tell me a little bit about what we're all going to see in that tour.
These items are all meet the people. We don't just tour Norway. We do meet the people. And we want to go to their homes. We want to go to their farms and greet them and be able to, shall we say, navigate on the fjords via the ferries and so on. It's an unbelievable experience, and you've got to actually live it to know what it's all about.
A 14-day first-class tour with Carol Juven and the team from Juven Tours and Travel. Call now. The deadline's fast approaching. 800-343-0093. 800-343-0093. June 19th through July 2nd.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's interesting how Senator Heidi Heitkamp has dropped in lockstep with the other Democrats. And the only reason they get away with this is because they're in states like Al Franken and Amy Klobuchar that they know that their job is locked in and that nobody will oppose them. That the Democrats have control of states like California and New York, Minnesota, nobody's going to touch them, and it's too bad. I think it's time for a change, don't you? But you got Heidi Heitkamp, we got Al Franken. There's a pair to draw to. This is Mike in Perm. Have a nice day.
Thanks for the call, Mike. I appreciate that. I would just give you a quick analysis on the differences politically in the two states. Franken would be pretty safe, although he's got his issues. Amy Klobuchar is just, I mean, she will not be beat as long as she wants to be there. I don't totally understand it myself, but it is the makeup of Minnesota. Franken, I think, is, you know, the right candidate probably could come in there, but it's a very different state politically than North Dakota. Although, look at the Trump numbers. It did get interesting. You look at Connell Peterson's number, who represents the 7th District, all of western Minnesota. He came for the first time in his career very close to a defeat as well. So some signs there that is tattering a little bit. Heidi Heitkamp, very dangerous situation politically. Very dangerous. No doubt about it. And on this refugee issue, she went all in. She went all in, and I have her statement up on my Facebook page if you haven't seen it. And it didn't go over well with the constituents that we shared it with who are commenting on it. Which you can check out, but her comments are very extreme. They are right along with Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Al Franken, the whole works on this deal. So, is that where you want Senator Heidi Heitkamp? Politically, I think that's extremely dangerous territory for her, and she's normally a little smarter about it politically. I think some orders got put out on this one. It looks to me they all move very, very quick. To sort of say, here's our issue, let's go, we're going to win this one, and everybody needs to be on board. She joined Schumer, Pelosi, Franken, the whole gang. Although, they've got to get a little better at press conferences. In case you missed it, you just have to hear this from last night. This was The whole thing is worth watching, but here's a few snippets.
Thank you very much for coming out. Is the sound working? Okay. Got it? The sound working? It's not on? Is somebody going to deal with this? Look at that moon. It's a new moon. Can you hear now? Can't hear? Bring it closer. Can you hear now? No, that doesn't do any good. Shall we sing "This Land Is Your Land" again until they get the sound right?
Yeah, just live my way. This land was made for you and me.
The order will make us unsafe. The order will make us inhumane.
I'm to the real people now.
Are they here? Where are they?
Do we even have real people? They're looking for real. Do we have the real people now? Introduce the real people. Who says that?
Look at
who
the moon.
Yeah. I'll do the real people now. And they literally were going, I think we got a refugee. Get a refugee out here. You know, I mean, like, just like some piece of meat we're going to throw out there. Do we have real people? You don't introduce the real people.
This land is your land again. Can you hear me 45 years ago? What the heck?
We're actors here, you know, right? We're just you know, pawns. It's unbelievable. We are brought to you today in part by our friends from North Dakota Estate Services. ND Estate Services is led by a fellow by the name of Mark Wagner, and we brought Mark on a few times in the last month as a resource for folks. And I have been just completely inspired, honestly, by the response to that. Mostly people are really thirsty for this kind of real-life information that helps you. You know, yesterday we had Safety Talk, and you learn a few things there about things I don't think about every day. Well, same thing with the state services. And so we provide you with some great people here that, once you get to know them, can be a great resource for you. And what Mark is all about is working with farm and ranch families to protect their livelihood. He's seen the good, the bad, and the ugly when it comes to estate closure and death settlement with families, and there's really no reason why your family has to experience the bad and the ugly with the state settlement. And that's, you know, family arguments and unnecessary taxes and additional attorney fees and probate court and, you know, not to mention needing to spend down your assets to qualify for Medicaid. And there's a difference between revocable trust and irrevocable trust, and one could make a big, big difference in avoiding a lot of that. So call or text Mark Wagner at ND Estate Services and set up a free review. It costs you absolutely nothing. Just have a conversation with Mark. He will come out, meet you face-to-face. Call or text Mark Wagner, ND Estate Services, 701-318-0908. Okay? Protect, preserve, and pass on what you've built with Mark Wagner. Online at ndestateservices.com, ndestateservices.com. Back to the phones here. Let's see who's next. Just share some opinions on what's on your mind. Don, on the road. Hey, Don, what's going on?
Hello?
Hi, Don, what's on your mind?
Yes. What I wanted to talk about was two things real quick. Number one, the problem with the left is they're following the media blindly, and the media is doing nothing but propagating lies. Okay? And the second thing is I don't hear anybody talking about what's really happening with these protests and with these attacks on Trump supporters. They're calling it violence, et cetera, but what they're not realizing and what they're not calling it is a violation of civil rights. Being able to vote or who you want to vote for, whatever, is a civil right, and that's what they're doing. They're violating civil rights. And that infuriates me more than any of the rest of it. But I believe those are the two big problems with the left.
Good points, Don. Appreciate the call. Thanks for sharing. Garrett and Bismarck, let's get you in here. What's on your mind?
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Better that you called.
So thanks. It's been a while. I'm one of those new listeners that you guys have gained in the last 9 months, and I have to say I tune in every day. So thank you for that.
God bless you. Glad to have you.
Thank you. The reason why I'm calling is I watched Point of View last night, and, you know, the thing that's troubling for me about these refugees, and I had some experience with them when I worked out in the oil fields, because when we were trying to get drivers, the company would just go and hire what seem to be people from these countries. I mean, and they could not hardly speak a lick of English. But they had that lady on last night from Lutheran Social Services. The thing that I found disturbing was her numbers, and I don't know the exact numbers, and I haven't done enough research into it. Maybe you guys can do that. But she had said something to the lines of that 65 to 85% of their clientele is people in the state of North Dakota. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know, but I do know this. I have to be in the building in Bismarck here and there, and I have never seen a North Dakotan in there getting help. It has always been people from other countries. So I beg to differ with her on that. The other problem that I have is with my experience with the refugees is last night he had on there, he talked about the one of the leaders that they interrogated after 9/11, and he was talking about how they were going to take us over from the inside out, meaning they were going to come here and overpopulate, spread their population so they outnumbered us Americans and basically take us over that way. And that's one thing that I have been very worried about the most when you talk about these refugees.
And all we need to do, Garrett, is look at what happened in Europe. And suggested that's why I'm just blown away by the fact we're talking about a 120-day review here. We're talking about, hey, halt, time out. Let's just make sure we're doing this right. You know, it's sort of like your bank account, draining way too fast. And you go, wait a minute, what, there's more going out than coming in. Time out, right? We're spending freeze. We're not going to go on any trips. We're going to be a little more careful at the grocery store. Let's figure this out, right? Why is that happening? How is this any different? It makes total sense. I don't get it. And you mentioned Chris Burke from Point of View, who's going to join us next hour as well. He made a very good point about how we ought to be glad when it comes to our safety that this thing is happening. That was his, they call it the final view that aired last night.
Yeah.
Did you remember that piece of it? And we're going to, Jessica Thompson from Lutheran Social Services is going to be on with us Monday. I'm going to save this call and we'll ask your questions of her. Here's Chris from last night.
Hey, nice fun of you. Here's why it's so important to realize that Donald Trump's immigration and refugee resettlement ban is only temporary, and it's really in order just to make sure our vetting process is as strong as possible. Two things I want to get to tonight. One, the LA Times reported last week that federal agents are reinvestigating Syrian refugees in the United States who may have slipped through the cracks of the vetting process. Two, James Mitchell, CIA contractor, recently wrote a book called Enhanced Interrogation, Inside the Minds and Motives of the Islamic Terrorists Trying to Destroy America. He actually interviewed, interrogated 9/11 mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Here's a quote from this book, important to note when you think about immigration. He said the terror attacks were good, but the practical way to defeat America was through immigration and by outbreeding non-Muslims. He said jihadi-minded brothers would immigrate into the United States, taking advantage of the welfare system to support themselves while they spread their jihadi message. They will wrap themselves in America's rights and laws for protection, ratchet up acceptance of Sharia law, and then, only when they're strong enough, rise up and violently impose Sharia from within. He said the brothers would relentlessly continue their attacks, and the American people would eventually become so tired, so frightened, and so weary of war that they would just want it to end. That, to me, sums up why Donald Trump is not making this thing indefinite. He's not saying no more's coming in the country. All he's saying is it's a temporary ban to ensure the vetting process is as good and strong as possible. Why? To protect you and your family. And that's tonight's final view.
That's a very good point, isn't it, Garrett?
Yes, that's what I was talking about right there. Just food for thought, Scott. I have two young kids at home, okay? And I was telling you about how I had this experience when I was out in the oil field. Now, mind you, they brought these people in. Some of them didn't even know how to use the toilet. They trashed the company living. And I worked for a fuel company, so they were driving.
Hang on one sec, Garrett. I want to finish this, but we're up against the break. More after this. Mike in northern Minnesota, you're on cue.
Utah, we listen.
Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's back. The famous 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off in Dickinson. Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6. Mark your calendar. Get your tickets now. MBI Energy Services would like to welcome you to the API Gumbo Cook-Off. The cooking begins at 11:30. The public tasting and testing starts at 6:30. Live entertainment at 8:30. Tickets are only $10 and all proceeds go to local charities and college scholarships. Come taste the dark secrets of the Bayou at the Motel 6. Saturday, February 18th in Dickinson.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
PetroServe USA, the folks that connect North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And you get choice and savings at the pump every day. Head on into the store and take advantage of some great specials all month long. Godiva chocolate bars, I can't say no, 89 cents each. King size Milky Way, Snickers, Twix, and M&M's, 89 cents each. The Kellogg's protein bars, $1.09 each. And the Deli Express smoked ham, cheese, chuck wagon, chicken, and Swiss, $1.99 each. Great sandwiches. And, of course, all day, every day, the PetroServe USA famous special, four items for $4. Hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, and 2 cookies. Those great homemade cookies at PetroServe USA. 4 items for $4 all day, every day. The best buys in apparel anywhere and so much more. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Find them in Bismarck, Mandan, Fargo, Moorhead, West Fargo, too, Dilworth, Bemidji, up to Grafton, and Valley, Darien, Grand Forks. East Grand Forks is part of the PetroServe USA family, too, now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
PetroServe USA, helping America feel better, connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's farm fields. Giving you choice at the pump, and of course that 4 for $4 deal all day, every day. The hot stuff, personal pan pizza, the 20-ounce drink of your choice. And 2 cookies, four items, $4 for $4. 4 items for $4. Can't beat it. PetroServe USA. Hey, Garrett is here from Bismarck to finish his comment on the other side of the break. And then Mike in northern Minnesota. Troy Coons will be here from CNC Farms to talk a little ag and seed today for you. And more to come next hour with more of your calls. So lots coming up here. Okay, Garrett, so go ahead and finish your point. I just didn't want to cut you off going into the break. You were talking about employees in the field that you had interacted with. Were these like legal immigrants? Were these refugees that were put to work? What were they?
Yeah, they were immigrants.
Okay.
And I worked for a fuel company, and in order to work for a fuel company, you had to have your CDL. So not only were they immigrants, they also had their CDLs, and they had to have the hazardous and all that, because we all fuel around. So at any rate, a lot of these guys, they didn't even know how to speak English. They didn't know how to use a restroom. They trashed the company housing. And it was just like, it was nothing to these people because, you know, they were making money and the company didn't care as long as they were driving, and they would drive illegally as far as how many hours they could drive in a day because they just really didn't care. And those were the kind of people.
So your point in raising this is, let's be careful. A review is proper. Let's make sure people here are going to be gainfully employed, good, productive members of our workforce and society. Is that what you're saying?
Correct. Yeah. Because we don't know. And the other fact that's scary is back then, now this has been 5 years ago since this happened, back then they were having 5 kids to every American's 2. So what that guy was talking about on Point of View, about them taking us over by the numbers, is very real, and I don't think
we're going to book that author. I think that author is worthy of a little more attention, because good point. Appreciate the call, Garrett. Thanks. Mike in northern Minnesota, let me get you in here quickly, and then we'll chat with our guest from CNC Farms, Mr. Troy Coons, today. What's on your mind, Mike?
Good morning, Scott. I'm nearing Thief River Falls, Minnesota, but I got good coverage. It's just two questions. If we go with you on your trip to Norway, can I bring Sven and Ole and Lena in if I can get them in my suitcases?
Absolutely.
All right, secondly, the good and the bad and the ugly about visas. Realize that the State Department issues visas, but CBP encounters them at land borders and airports and rails. So just because, and I worked under many administrations, just because the State Department issues a visa, I think in my lifetime alone, and I'm retired, I probably refused at the border, northern border and southern border, maybe 200 people that had valid visas for a number of reasons, obtained illegally, fraud, ladies coming over to visit Yellowstone Park for visa, but a cursory exam of her suitcase shows she's leaving her husband and kids in Greece, and she's coming here to get married.
Yeah, good
or
point.
Somebody has
all good points, Mike. Appreciate it very much. I got to get to Troy here, but I appreciate it. And more on Norway next week, and I'm holding you to that. You better come along. Thanks a bunch. All right, Troy Coons is here from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. You're a registered and certified seed dealer, and he schools me up on what's happening in the ag and seed world regularly here on What's on Your Mind. We're going to talk about oats for forages today. Tell me what I need to know, Troy.
Hey, I was just going to let you folks know about, you have your forage barleys and your forage peas and millets and the grasses, and we'll visit about most of them on another day. But oats is a very good one. You get a lot of tonnage, good protein with it. It's simple to raise, low input crop. The seed costs are low. But along with the forage, I want to let everybody know there are some good milling oat contracts out there this year. $2.75 a bushel. Again, it's a low input seed cost. Does take a little bit of nitrogen there. One thing to watch for is your wild oats, if you're going to get one of these milling contracts. But there are some very nice contracts out there, if you look back at our past 5 years of oats production, we're in that 120 to 170 bushels per acre area. So there is a little profit there in these hard times. So wanted to let guys know that there is a little option there for the forage side and on the milling side, with the General Mills and the Quaker folks.
We could all use a little help in the P&L these days, right? Especially in the farming world, right?
Yes.
That's a good bit of suggestion there. And the kind of work they do at CNC Farms really, help you any way they can. They pride themselves in providing the top quality, the wide variety of seed, but forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and a lot more. So you can find them online, ccseedfarm.com. The registered and certified seed leader of Donnybrook. Call Troy and his crew. It's 701-482-7865. One more time, 701-482-7865. Good folks. Troy, thank you. And you got me wanting to get into farming now. Get out of this crazy radio game and make some money with those milling oats contracts. You know what I'm saying? Have a good day, my man.
Take care. Thank you.
Good to talk to you, you bet. More coming up on What's On Your Mind after this. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Best place ever because you have some fun things like the Olhausen game tables. Tell me about it.
I know I'm a sales guy, but it is the best pool table made, period. And here's the fun thing about Olhausen. They'll not only customize your own pool table, whatever you want on it, however you want it stained, whatever wood you want to use, but they can make a matching shuffleboard table, matching foosball table, matching game table. They can do the whole thing for you. So their whole room can be done specifically and designed specifically how you and your family want it.
You sell more Bison logos or UND logos?
Bison right now. When the Fighting Sioux were out there, it was definitely more Fighting Sioux tables. But, right now, I'd give the edge to the Bison.
Vikings tables, they've got them all. And, folks, right now's the time to buy because no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey. Air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables too at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's SEINE.com. bookstoreonthesen.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.